This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Amy Jeffries. Details are coming from the Kansas Budget Director this morning after Governor Sam Brownback delivered his State of the State address in Topeka last night. Some of the biggest applause during the speech was for the 51 new faces in the legislature. Among those faces, Democratic Representative Monica Murnan, an educator and former mayor, and Republican Senator Ed Berger, who used to be president of Hutchinson Community College. At a live taping of State House Blend, KCUR's Jim McLean and podcast host Sam Zeff got their freshman take.
I want to get right to a clip of Governor Brownback where he essentially said things are pretty rosy in the state of Kansas right now.
Our state has record population, record new businesses, record grain production, and record income. My fellow Kansans, it's for these reasons and more that I can report to you that the state of our state is indeed strong.
Ed Berger, what do you think about that?
Well, you argue that certainly the revenues being strong. Then you talk a little later on about the difficulty in the economy as far as the oil and gas industry as well as agriculture. So even though those sectors might be really keys and pillars to the economy in Kansas, I would question whether or not the revenue coming from them is as strong as he suggested.
Monica, your thought, is it as rosy as Governor Brownback suggested?
The teacher in me wants fact-finding on all of those statements, and while I'm sure there is data to back up all of those indicators, the question is, what do they all look like together? What are they, when you mix them all together and make Kansas, what does it look like?
Ed, I want to bounce that back to you and ask, are you hearing that from your constituents around Reno County?
That was the message I got time and again as I walked our district. Fix the budget. They're very uncomfortable with the pass-through tax. They also saw a need for perhaps more solvency in the state, running the state like a business instead of like the federal government.
Jim?
So, Senator Berger, you mentioned the pass-through tax. Again, I think we ought to expand on that a little bit. There's already been a bill introduced in the session to deal with that, and that's part of the controversial 2012 tax cuts, but it essentially exempted businesses, pass-through income from businesses, about 300,000 business owners and farmers benefited from that. What's going to happen with that bill, and will the legislature go further than that in an effort to fix the fiscal problems?
Well, I really can't predict what the legislature will do, but when you look at the pass-through, that's probably about $220 million. So that's not going to solve our budget problem. We probably need a larger tax package. We need a larger look at the tax code for the state of Kansas as we move forward.
And I want to move on to school funding formula, school finance. The governor talked about starting from scratch, writing an entire new school funding formula, one that is outcome-based. I want to hear a clip from him right now.
The time has come to create a school finance system driven by outcomes that provide more opportunities to our students. We need predictability and sustainability for both educators and taxpayers. We need to measure success not by dollars spent, but by the achievement of our students.
We have two educators here. Monica, I'm going to start with you. You are a teacher. What do you think about this notion of an outcome-based formula, one that might reward school districts for an increased graduation rate, better ACT scores, or penalize them should they not reach those levels? Where are you on that?
Outcomes to me are when a kid in Galena has the same opportunities as a kid in Blue Valley. There was another statement that the governor made talking about the zip code. Zip codes mean a lot to me because I'm in zip codes where kids don't have a lot. And schools don't have the ability to generate funds because of the property taxes.
Ed, you were a former community college president, so you've seen a lot of Kansas kids. What do you think about the previous formula before we went to block grant?
I think that formula was something that worked. It took into consideration the variables of zip code. It took into consideration the variables of who is in your school. And it also took into consideration looking at the schools themselves and their production.
Jim, I was a little surprised that healthcare got so much time in the governor's State of the State, something that you follow closely. You're an expert. What did you hear from the governor tonight on healthcare that stuck out to you?
Yeah, he left really. There was no doubt about how he feels about the issue of Medicaid expansion.
For states who took the expansion path, the reckoning could be severe. Given these facts, it'd be foolish to endorse Obamacare expansion of Medicaid now, akin to airlifting onto the Titanic.
We've had this debate in front of us for 3 years, but haven't had the debate.
Right. This is probably the part of the speech where I made the most notes while we were visiting, because I have to say, I think we're past bashing Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it, and it's just about access. His response about the Titanic, quite honestly, so many of our people would love to see a boat. A boat would be good, any boat.
Some sort of canoe, some sort of...
Anything is good. Moving the direction towards a dentist who can pull the tooth out of their head. It's just as simple as that.
And Senator Berger, you were counted on by the expansion forces as now a supporter. How do you feel about it now, given all the circumstances?
Yeah, you can look at this issue from two sides. The number one side has to be the consumer, and the 150,000 people who are being denied access to CanCare. And the other half of it certainly is that hospital, especially a small rural hospital, that is really struggling to survive. And this is their services they've got to provide, but they won't be compensated. Same thing cascades down to your nursing homes as well.
I want to ask both of you about something that was a big surprise for me, and that is the $15,000 bachelor degree. We didn't get a lot of details on that, but essentially what the governor is saying is that somebody in Kansas is going to be able to come up with a program where you can get a four-year bachelor degree for $15,000. And Ed, you are the expert. I'm glad you're here tonight.
I want to hear what you know if this is going to be very difficult, you know, to hit that target, just looking at a community college education. To me, it's a puzzle. I'm not sure... You can throw a number out, $15,000. I'm not sure how you're going to arrive at that without additional state support for those universities to offset tuition increases.
Monica, real quick.
I think that, again, we have a budget problem, and we have tax problem, tax policy problem, and throwing in something like this, well, as a mother of 320-somethings, I'm all for it, does seem to be a little off of the focus where we need to be right now.
A good place to leave it. Representative Monica Murnan, a Democrat from Pittsburgh, and Senator Ed Berger, a Republican from Hutchinson, thank you for being here.
KCUR's Sam Zeff hosted the live taping of the State House Blend podcast at the Kansas Health Institute in Topeka after Governor Brownback's State of the State speech last night.